This is the recording of January 8, 2020, Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 5601 Electron Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
And I'll start with the roll call. Just going through, I see Director Reeves online, Director Chastain in person, Director Morris in person, Director Hollis in person. And so we have a quorum, I believe. And the first item is approval of the agenda. Everyone had time, I guess let's first get a motion on the table.
I will move that we approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Is there any discussion? And I do have one item. I'd like to add under the executive session an overview of the certificates of fitness that are being discussed in the state for 2020. So how do I do that? Just a friendly amendment, I believe.
Executive session.
You can just amend the agenda.
Okay, so I'm moved to amend the agenda to include certificates of fitness 2020 discussion in executive session. And we'll do that, as item F, following the report election ballot discussion. Okay, so with that, I will call for a vote. All in favor of the agenda as written with the addition of the certificate of fitness in the executive session, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And the agenda is approved as modified. The next item is approval of the minutes from the December 9th, 2019 meeting. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
I will move that the minutes of the December 9th, 2019 Operations Committee meeting be approved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the minutes from December 9th, 2019 Operations Committee meeting be approved. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And the minutes are approved as written. Next item, persons to be heard. I don't see any new business. We do not have any new business for this meeting. And so I am looking for a motion to go into executive session.
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1, 2, and 3, the Board of Directors Operations Committee go into executive session to 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, 2, discuss personnel matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation or character of a person, however, the person may request a public discussion, and 3, discuss with its attorneys legal matters, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we go into executive session. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And now we're in executive session. So we're out of executive session. All right, so new business, as of now, we are going to pass on the recommendation to approve the 2020 strategic plan. That will be addressed during the board meeting. So there is no current new business to address. And the next item is director comments. And I am going to start with Director Reeves on the telephone or on the video.
Well, a couple things. First of all, I'm sure Chugach is selling tons of power because it's been so cold up there. So I'm really sorry for all of you, but really glad that we're having a good month selling power. Presumably we are. And my substantive comment is I just want to remark on how aligned the board seems to be and how cordially it works together now. And when I'm madly waving my hand, someone else always says what I plan to say. So it's really good. And I appreciate that and appreciate how well we work together. And of course, the news, and I wish everybody well with the hearing on Friday, because I think that's going to resolve whether this deal actually goes through or not. So good luck to the team.
Sounds great. Director Crawford.
One of the reasons why I enjoy being on this board is because we make important decisions that will affect people for years and generations to come. And I appreciate the thought and the deliberation that goes into doing what we do. It's not about just today. It's about what comes after us. And I really appreciate the privilege to have some say in how things go. That's it.
Super, super. Director Hollis.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I'd like to say Happy New Year to everyone. And I hope that most of you, I know Mark didn't, but most of you got some time off over the holidays. Well deserved, because you've all worked extremely hard this last year. So I'm really pleased at where we're at. And yeah, it looks like we have some minor bumps in the road going forward here with the acquisition, but I'm very confident that with the team we've got, that we will get over those hurdles and move towards closing, a good RCA decision and closing. So I also like the fact that this board is very professional. This board is, while we are very aligned on most issues, we also have an environment where people can speak up and speak their mind, and not certainly, I don't feel intimidated to do that, and I don't think anyone here does. So that is refreshing, and I do think, I agree with Harry, we're making some major decisions that will affect not only Chugach, but all of our members and all of our new members for years to come. So it is pretty sobering at times, and lay awake at night. I'm sure none of you lay awake at night. But I appreciate the competence in this room, and I appreciate all the trust and professionalism. So thank you.
Director Chastain.
Well, yeah, I would like to say Happy New Year to everyone as well. It's wonderful to start out the first meeting of the new year with, you know, good news and good positive energy going forward. And
but it's cold.
I know, but it's cold, but we're revenuing, right? So, I mean, that's all good news, right? Positive. Although I did feel like I tell everybody significantly failed the intelligence test on Sunday afternoon when I left 73 degrees in Tucson and headed home to whatever it was, minus 15. But it is good for sales, and it's all good for us. And I look forward to a really great year. Good luck. I think that this Friday is going to be a good meeting, and I wish you all the best. And we've got such a great team that I know it's going to go very well, and I look forward to a good decision in February for us all, and a really fantastic new year. So thank you all.
Director Morris.
Yeah, I echo the sentiments. I think most everything has already been said, so I'll say Happy New Year. Good luck Friday, and thank you.
Arthur, do you have anything you'd like?
Look, I echo Happy New Year, and I will say, at least as of yesterday, that our peak demand was 220 megawatts. That's up 10% from what our peak was in December. And compared to a year ago, on those days, we're up several million kilowatt hours. And what the real benefit, if you will, or the real impact with these temperatures is the longevity of it. It's one thing when the temperature drops to 15 below for a day or two, we get one type of a response. But when the temperature drops and it stays down for 5, 6, 7, 8 days, customers behave differently. They pull out their electric heaters, they pull out their electric blankets, and they turn their heat up, and they pretty much throw their arms up, and they've had enough, and we're going to be, at least last I've seen, you know, cold for the rest of the week. So that's always a positive way to go positive way to start the year. I do want to say, I think we all recognize and appreciate your comments in the progressive nature of Chugach. And we certainly view we're in alignment, and these decisions are very much long term, but we are a very progressive organization and a positive progressive organization, and that's going to continue, you know, as we move forward, especially as the industry is changing. We're going to capitalize on these challenges that we're seeing with distributed generation, if you will, or energy efficiency because of other alternatives that are in the hopper. And as a progressive organization, we'll be in a much better position to address those challenges for long-term viability. But I just want to say we certainly recognize and appreciate, you know, the board's dedication and your support and the comments that and the discussions that we have that gets us to an A-plus document is recognized and certainly appreciated.
And from myself, it's always hard to be the last person because everyone said everything. The one thing I do want to reiterate, and Harry initiated this, it's really, I am enjoying seeing how the board is working together now, and there's been a lot more focus on strategy and forward looking, and some of the things that that is really the board's mandate, you know, to set direction for future. So I do like seeing that. And I think that's starting to come out. We had a holding period as we were pushing through a lot of the early acquisition work, but it's nice. And then the only other thing is I hope everybody has a happy, successful 2020 and be safe. So that's all. With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And we're adjourned.